Nine blood centers across the country, which take donations from 16 and 17-year-olds, found that nearly 11% experienced loss of consciousness or bruising. Some of the fainting episodes led to broken bones, concussions, or cuts. The review did not indicate why younger donors were more likely to experience complications than older persons. However, other studies have shown teens are more susceptible to stress in general. Sarah Stevermer is with the Badger Region Red Cross. She says first-time donors and those who are close to the minimum weight can faint or bruise easily.
You know, we've seen maybe some of the donors that are closer to that 110 weight limit experience more reactions, but we're just keeping an eye on it to kind of figure out why these reactions are occurring and see what we can do to maybe reduce those reactions or help mitigate them when they do come in to donate.
The study found that 16-year-olds who had even minor complications were 60% less likely to donate within a year compared to teens of the same age who had no problems. That creates a dilemma for the Red Cross, which hopes to increase donations, not just in the short run, but long term, by cultivating dedicated lifelong donors. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.